Okay, new Masechta. Let's begin. Daf Yomi ready is up to Daf Vav. What are they up to already?
No, I think Zion or
what?
Zion
already. Zion. Okay, Zion Ches. Yeah. It's a Ches. Okay, Ches. Okay. Okay, so we're a little bit behind. We're starting Daf Beis Masechta Gittin. Schar, the Gemara, the sugi there of Ashkelon, the sugi of Dama ben Nesina was rewarded with a paraduma being born in his herd. So Baal Hatoysis Yamtif Bechibur Madani Yamtif Kosav Shaschar Shoshanemar. He's a very chiddush. This that it says in the Torah Lamanya Ruchni Mecha, the pasuk says Al Cho Adama Asher Hashem Lokecha No Sein Loch. So he says that the schar shenemar al kibud avoim nemar kishemekayim es hamitzah bi eretz yisrael v'loy kishemekayim al b'chus yaretz. It's a shocking chiddush that when the Torah promises reward of arichas yomim for kibud avoim shluach hakan, it's only if you are mekayim the mitzvah in eretz yisrael. Isn't that a shock to say such a thing? That's what the Baal, the Tosfos Yom Tov writes. Kach mevur gam b'mechilta de Reb Shimon Yochai, shekach amar v'seinu l'man yarichun yomecha al cho adama v'loy v'goyla. The pasuk explicitly says the reward for kibud avoim is in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz liaretz. Ulam hanetziv kam. Both. Both. I guess both. In order to mekayim the mitzvah the proper way, you have to be living. Let's learn very simply that the father and the son, when you mekayim the mitzvah, if you want to be zochah to the reward, there's reward. There's no question about it. There's reward. But to be zochah to the reward of the Torah of l'man yarichun yomecha, longevity, you must take place in Eretz Yisrael, because the pasuk explicitly says it's a mikra mefurish. And it's explicit pasuk. L'man yarichun yomecha al cho adama. Adam is Eretz Yisrael. However, the Nitziv comes to the rescue. Ulam Nitziv behem Megdavar Kosav Sha'av Shnemar B'Torah L'man Yiluch Nimecha Al Ho'adamah Mikol Mokam Vadai. There is no question Shahasochor Al Kibud Avoim Hugam Kishemekai Mitzvah Zo B'Chutz. There is no question. The pasuk does not mean literally. Okay, what the pasuk means, he doesn't explain, but he says it cannot be only in Eretz Yisrael. Now, how is relevant to this sugya? Because here it says about Dama ben Nesina. Now, he was a guy, but he was rewarded. And where was he living? In Ashkelon. Where is Ashkelon? A mayor, you know where Ashkelon is? Yeah. Is it Eretz Yisrael? You know where there's an Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael? Yeah. Near Gaza. So is that really part of Eretz Yisrael? So here he goes with Sefer Tarnan L'Shoini. No, Goy is not Chayav Kibud Avoim. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvah Nech. Maybe it is. It's a cool part, but all part of whatever it is, but let's see. Let's see what it says. But we want to use that as a springboard to know for us. Let's see. B'sefer Tarni L'Shoini Kosav Li'Chich Me'Asar Me'Amaisa Shuvim Masechta Kedushin. This is Masechta Kedushin. Al Dam Benesina Shal Yedar BeAshkelon. He lived in Ashkelon. V'Shilim Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu Schar Al Shnag Kibud Abaviv Ayin Sham. He lived in Ashkelon. Okay, he lived in Ashkelon and he was rewarded with a paradum born in his herd and herd and. So we hold that he holds and he says in Stavar Pashut that Ashkelon is not part of the main part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not during the Kibbutz Sheni of Bavel. Well, if he's there, Shmamino Sheschar Mitzvah Kibbutz Avoim. The Gemara illustrates an example, a reward of a Kibbutz Avoim. It must with Ashkelon. It mustn't be that applies. Sheschar Mitzvah Kibbutz Avoim. No, Noig Apel Chutz Yeretz. Ach Kosav Lifchay Sraya Zol Pi Hamavur Besugin Sheyesh Hashayvim. So here is where it ties into the Gemara. Hanevi Ged Medina Sayam. Okay, this is where it ties into the Gemara. So one of the places the Gemara discusses is Ashkelon. And in the study of this Gemara over here, all the different locations where you bring it, you have to say Befonei Nichlam, Befonei Nechtam. If you bring it from Medina to Medina, from Chutz Liaretz to Eretz Yisrael, the sugya, part of the sugya the Gemara discusses, one of the locations is Ashkelon. Hamur b'sugin sheyesh ha-soivim she-Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael hi. So it's not so. It's not so. The entire raya that the Tarnon L'Shoini brings from Dam ben Nesina that he was in Ashkelon and he was rewarded, and he assumes that it's in Chutz Liaretz, so therefore you're rewarded for doing Kibbutz Avoim in Chutz Liaretz, is not so, because the Gemara here, Masechta Gittin, seems to indicate between the lines that Ashkelon is indeed Eretz Yisrael. We call Mokim Rak Schar Oysher Shamanu Shnoig Apu Chutz Liaretz Al Kibbutz Avoim Luchamais Bidam ben Nesina Shehis Asher Meha Mitzvah Ach Schar Arichas Yomim Al Mitzvah Kibbutz Avoim Kmo Shavtich So he makes a done differentiation. He says, even so, whatever you want to go say, even if you want to bring a rye from Dumb and Asina, we don't see that he lived a long life. That's not what the Pasuk says. He says that if he's rewarded with wealth, with Oishar, does not say that he's rewarded with Ari Chasiyamim. Maybe it may very well be that Ari Chasiyamim, you must be living Mamish, it might very well be true that you must be living Dafka in the Eretz Yisrael to be rewarded with this bracha. Or with Torah Tamima, Kosva, Masha, Amu Chazal, Sheschar Mitzvah, Bahaya Moleka, Shalachoira, Yesh, Latumah, Hare, become as Mutsim, Torah, Avtocha, Schabi, Lamazeh. He's asking a very general question. We have a contradiction. Schar Bahai Al Malekah. Yet the Torah promises here and there there will be reward in this world. So the answer is the reward a person receives in this world is only to enable him to do more mitzvahs. There is no reward per se. There is no reward for the sake of receiving reward. That is only in Olam HaEmes. Any good thing that happens to a person in this world is nothing other than a means, are tools that Hashem has given you in order to allow you to do more mitzvahs. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is an opportunity to do another mitzvah.
World?
Maybe that's also debatable. Maybe the reward you get for preparation is just an opportunity to do more mitzvahs. There's no such thing in this world as reward to enjoy this world. Every degree of enjoyment, of blessing you have in this world is nothing more than an opportunity or a tool to do more mitzvahs. The person, mitzvahs take time and money. The most valuable asset in life is time. Money. It costs money to do mitzvahs. Gemilas chasadim, we all know that. Therefore, blessing is all just for the purpose of opportunities to Torah and mitzvahs. Lefi zeh, bira Torah tamima. Mash nema l'man yiru yimecha. Al ho'adama, shakavon el arich hasyam b'admas ha'chayim ha'netzchiyim. The reward of kibir avo'ein is to live a long life in this world. Is arich hasyam in al ho'adama, shakavon el arich hasyam b'admas ha'chayim ha'netzchiyim refers to Elam Ha'emes. Raya l'kach, so he says, when it says in the Torah, arich it's not in this world, but it's in the next world. Notice he's saying, Manavshach, if you're going to take the pasuk literally, then it's going to be reward, Al Hadama, in this world, then Al Hadama must mean only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's illogical. So therefore, that itself is a proof that when it says in the pasuk that you're going to live a long life, al ha'adama, it refers to the olam ha'emes, the olam ha'nitzchi. Shezeh davetemur, shari mitzvah zu ina tuliya be'aretz, and then the proof is because the ki b'ravoim is not one of the mitzvahs, ha'tuluya is be'aretz. Ki b'ravoim is a mitzvah that applies throughout the entire world. Elehi mitzvah shevgufe, ha'ne'ahegis gam l'chutz, v'adai secharuchu gam l'donim b'chutz l'aretz. So the bottom line over here is that there is no, when the pasuk says, we have no choice but to say it refers to the Olam HaNitzchi, and there really is no guarantee of Arich HaSyamim in this world. And if there is going to be Arich HaSyamim in this world, it's only for that. That's only going to be a reward and to enable you to do more mitzvahs. I'll just tell you, Derech Agama, on her in the Shabbos, someone told me a beautiful vart, a beautiful drush. This past week Shabbos, Parashas Vayigash talks about the grandfather, Ephraim and Menashe. He showed him, well, it's also this week's parsha, the bracha, so really it's good for this week's parsha, right? This week's parsha, that Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, to his grandchildren. So this is a big, big sugya. Is there a mitzvah for a grandchild to be mechabit his grandparents? Are you mekayim the mitzvah de oraisa of kabed es avicha v'yasimecha when you give honor to your grandparents?
Didn't the Gemara say that a grandfather teaches his grandchild?
That's if you teach Torah. That's a defer din. That yoy masher v'adata levanecha v'levnei vanecha yoy masher mat levnei Hashem alokecha b'choyreif. So there's this thing called teaching Torah to your grandchildren. That's a special thing to teach Torah to your grandchildren. But is there a mitzvah de oraisa for a son to give kavod to his grandfather. We all know the halakha that if your father asks you for a glass of water and your grandfather asks you for a glass of water, you give your father first. Very good. But let's say your grandfather asks you a glass of water and your father is not there, your father is not home. When you give that glass of water to your grandfather, are you mekayim the mitzvah derais of kabedes avicha v'yasinecha? What? It's der cheretz. Very good. But is there a special? Is there?
Your mekayim and other mitzvah beside.
Okay, but are you mekayim the mitzvah of you be zoicha to what it says leman yarichun yomecha al ho'adama? As we just concluded, it's olam nitzchiyus. There's a special bracha of kibud avoreim that's not true with regard to doing chesed. You can give any person on the street lemonade.
It's a chesed.
But to be zoicha to the bracha leman yarichun yomecha al ho'adama that only comes when you mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avoreim. Is there a mitzvah kibud avoreim when you give kavod to your grandparents? So this is a machlokes. It's a big machlokes. We shine him. It's a very big shot. There's no question that first your father comes first. That's a given. But if your father is not around and it's only the grandfather, so this is a discussion among in the Rishonim. So someone told me a beautiful drush. He says, "Al derech drush, the reward for giving kavod to the grandparents is even greater than the reward for than giving kavod to your parents." What is the proof to this? When you give kavod to your parents, it says in the Torah, "Leman yarichun yomecha al ha'adama." Where in the Torah do we have an example of a grandchild giving kavod to a grandparent? Serach bas Osher. That's how we taught the last week's parashah. Now I remember. Serach bas Osher. Old Yosef Chai. They were afraid to reveal this information because he could have a heart attack when you present him with such shocking information. So Serach bas Osher was very talented. We do not know the details, but she sang a lullaby, a song where she slowly, gently revealed the information to her grandfather that Yaakov was alive. The Chazal said that in reward, this is a medrash, in reward for what she did for gently breaking the news with Chochma, she never died. Serach bas Osher, she lived forever. She lives forever. So this person said to me, so you see like this, if you mechaber your parents, you live a long life. If you mechaber your grandparents, you live forever. Chushin, yeah.
He killed Esav, right?
Rene Don Chushin.
Yeah.
And he was not only that, he was zeichet that Don had the second biggest shevet.
Okay, but doesn't say Arichas Yamim. Doesn't say that he lived forever. So this is a cute little drush. You mechaber your grandparents, you live long. You mechaber your great grandparents, you live forever. Next. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave for Parnassa. There are people in Eretz Yisrael that will not leave. They take pride. They take pride in being a seventh generation
Yerushalmi.
And even when it comes to serious medical issues, they will not leave. They refuse to leave Eretz Yisrael. Kol HaKavod. They stay. So here, let's say when it comes to Parnassa. So here it says, as follows, B'maram Shif. Kosav, Shebnei Lud, Hayu Mitzuyim B'Kfar Ludim. Shehu Chutz Li'aretz. The Gemara here talks about all different locations. And they were found in this location, Lud. Why? How could it possibly be the living the Vilachash Lisa Yeshiesh be Tzimi Eretz Yisrael, Luchutz Yaretz? You're not allowed to leave. If you leave Eretz Yisrael, it's like you're worshipping, Chazal says, it's like you're worshipping idols. How could you leave? Hayosh Shayatsu Leschoira Ulamichya Ulai Mutter. That if you're going for Parnasa, Ulai. For Parnasa, Ulai, it's Mutz Liv Eretz Yisrael. Is that Perishu?
They're under this category.
What?
All these collectors that come home from Eretz Yisrael.
Parnassa, 100%.
It's
not a joke. It's very sad. It's pikuach nefesh for some of them. It's really. The olam yaskir adam atzma level. It's better hire yourself out lavod the zara the al yitzchak the brios. How could it possibly be? You're going to go and you're going to hire yourself as to a church? Can't possibly be. What the Gemara means is to leave Eretz Yisrael, because when you leave Eretz Yisrael, Chazal say it's ki'ilu. You're worshipping idols. It's so difficult to go hire to work in a church. Obviously, you're not going to do that. But going chutzyar, it's not so bad in America. It's not so bad. That's what the Chazal mean when it says that you should hire yourself to an avodah zara and not come on to brios. You can leave Eretz Yisrael to make a panos to come on. Yes, Eretz Yisrael chutzyar is kilu oyver avodah zara. Umut of sheyetsi lechutzyar it's leparnasas and v'la'i yitzach lebrios. Din zeh mevukra b'ramba. He also permits this. Sheposak lahatil otzeis mi eretz Yisrael l'chutz li'aretz l'schoira. The Rambam himself did not live in Eretz Yisrael most of his life. Most of his life, his brother David. The Rambam for a tkuf in his life was supported by his brother, whose name was David, and his brother traveled. I think at that point they were living in Eretz Yisrael, if I'm not mistaken. And he left. He left Eretz Yisrael. He traveled traveled and he drowned. His ship capsized and he drowned. He mourned for his brother's entire life. He mourned for his brother's entire life. Ulam kasa shaloshem shalshalif alchutz yaretz mitzchayim. Ulam kasa b'shem shalishkoyin b'chutz yaretz aser el imkein chazak sham harav ad shnase shavet dinar chitin b'shnei dinar. Okay, it has to be absolute poverty. The siyim shav alpi shemuter lot says ein ze midas chasidus. Even though it's mutter to leave, it's not midas chasidus. Oh, it's not a good thing to leave. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, it's not good to leave. Uvit hashbeitz.
Who went to learn in Bavel, right? They traveled, it's okay.
So that's certainly that you for certain that will tzach mitzvah. That you if you're only going to learn better in Bavel, so certainly you can go to learning. If you can go for parnasa, alachas kam v'kamo, you can go to learn better in chutz liaretz. Absolutely.
Baba's rabbi never went.
He never went there to Israel. What?
The Babbage did not go.
Yeah.
He knew he wasn't allowed to
leave. That's why he didn't go. If he would go, he would not be allowed to come back. That's what he felt. That's why he didn't go. Okay, very interesting. By the way, I should have told you, remember we had here one of our members, Baruch Rachamim?
Yeah.
Tall guy. Yeah. So he got engaged. So last night was the Vart in Lubavitch. Crown Heights. I went to the Vart for a few minutes. It was very, very nice. What? He used to learn here. He was someone over here. There was a young boy. He used to learn here for a tkufa. So he got engaged.
He's a Lubavitch.
He's Lubavitch. He was Lubavitch. He came from Lubavitch.
Very nice.
It used to be, I didn't know this, it used to be when you go to Lubavitch, they had pictures. You know, you go to the Lubavitch facilities,
yeah.
They have big pictures of the Rebbe.
Nice.
No more.
No.
Now they have videos.
Yeah.
Now they have LCD, where they used to have pictures, no more pictures. They took away the pictures, they put big LCD screens, and they have videos of the Rebbe. Sichos. What? Sichos. What?
It's streaming.
I don't know. It's probably streaming on Shabbos. I don't really do on Shabbos. Now it's more animated. What? I think it was very noisy. It was very noisy where I was, but I think I did hear a sound, like very low, coming out of the speakers. It was some sound. You see the Rebbe in full glory. Okay. Okay, so the reason why we find all of the Gedolei Yisrael, the previous generations, the Amoraim, was because there was no Parnasa in Eretz Yisrael. Very Amru Shemutu Lot says Eretz Yisrael is exactly your question. Nachar Rabbi Lulamotor, exactly your question. You let it go for Torah.
Coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. Coming from Eretz Yisrael, coming.
They were in Bavel. They would not go to Eretz Yisrael.
They left. They didn't. They left Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel to learn Torah. That's what it says. I'm shemutur lot says me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz liaretz achar rabbi l'lomay Torah. The kol shekain shein la'azav es rabbi do not abandon your rabbi shem l'chutz liaretz l'chas tavit Yisrael. V'lach shracham is an esav l'atol milimudo. Don't leave your rabbi. That's what we find with Ezra. Ezra did not leave the Eretz Yisrael as long as his rabbi was alive. Uve Rashbash kasav yim yesh loim nichiy b'chutz liaretz of yaretz lo yim so erech nichiy. So if you can make a good parnas in the chutzaretz, and you cannot make a parnas in Eretz Yisrael, or lo you lo nechasim la'alois la'alois v'yitzarech lishol mehabrios, you're going to need to come on to people. Lo chayvasoi Torah v'lo chivu chacham shiyale v'yishal al ha'pesachim b'hoitza meruba kezais. And that is the excuse that we all have here in chutzaretz, the excuse from time immemorial why Klal Yisrael throughout all the ages has been. Until very recent times, the majority of the Shomer Torah mitzvos are in Chutz Liaretz because the opportunities to make Parnasa were not available in Eretz Yisrael. Things have been changing lately, not totally, but things have definitely swung in the other direction. So the question was, should I go to Eretz Yisrael? They don't have established yeshivas. This question was presented to the Truma Sedeshin. Da, l'cho, shebevadai, shevach gadol l'mal yesh l'adam hadar b'Eretz Yisrael, v'kol shekein v'yar kodesh, l'to'eles l'olam haba, v'gam l'olam hazeh. Omnam, here what he says, shocking. It's a wonderful thing to make aliyah, but you got to be careful. Shamanu kama pamim, I've heard many times the Truma Sedeshin writes, sheyesh l'sham b'nei bris, Arvoyim, the Arabs, Nechshav l'Rishayim. He's writing in his time. Rishayim Gemurim. Moisrim be Mifusamim. They are Moisrim be Mifusamim. They are known. They're Mosrim Mifusamim.
To the Ottoman Empire. No, but I think what he's saying is that they're
public. Their wickedness.
He might be talking over there about Spartans. People close.
That's right.
Yeah, close to the
government,
close to the Arabs.
That's snitched, the moisture before some of their
people. During that time, okay. A lot of times the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim did not get along, and the Sephardim would go and
snitch and go and be moiser. Okay, v'gam him to tordim u'mabalbulim u'Ashkenazim shem shemay tar v'gam ki hamazonis tichukim u'mitzumtzamim. There is no parnasa l'sham me'oid v'harvachim Hashem, and it's very difficult to make a panasa. Ni yuchol lamod b'chol zeh. Who is able to survive? Milvad goydel rishus hayishmael. Besides the wickedness of the Yishmael, masher l'sham. L'chein difu kolish yisha'er be'atzmo. You have to make a calculation. Behasoga skufay m'moyne be'ez derech yuchol lamod b'yiras Hashem u'v'shimor mitzvosav ki zeh kol odam. The ikar is, where will you steig? Where will you grow spiritually? And that should be the place that you live. Kach posach ledin gam b'chachmas odam. Shemi she'iav sh'loy l'spanis b'eretz Yisrael m'blit shi'at l'atzma l'tzibur b'chutz v'z Yuchal Despanis Megi Kappa Mutov Sheyido Bechutzarts Better Stay in Chutzarts. Vini Yitzia Meir Tisrael Chutzarts Mazanazer Rei Oid Berichus Bevenini Halacha Kesuvis. Now, by the way, we once mentioned Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. The people would ask me, and this thing, times have changed. He really was not here already for how many years? Oh, more than 25 years. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. But people, 30 years. Wow. So they would ask him. Is it Kedai to go to Eretz to go to Eretz Yisrael? So I remember hearing this years ago, that he told people that he feels that the Americans should not because of Parnasa, because of Chinuch Habonim. He says in Eretz Yisrael, this is what he wrote together, remember, times have changed, so I'm not coming to say anything bad, it's a land of extremes, Eretz Yisrael. It's either you're all the way to the right, or all the way to the left. There's no in between. And in America has a mila where you can find your place. You can find your place and you can be, and that is very healthy for chinuch habanim. And he would advise his talmidim, it's not yet the time for you. Then his talmidim, that's not for everyone, to take the jump, to take the leap, and to go to Eretz Yisrael. Some have claimed that has changed, that today there are more options. I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe not. I was speaking to someone from Eretz Yisrael very recently, a very long conversation. We're talking about everything. So he said, I was telling where I dive, what I do, this. I was talking about Lubavitch. So he thought I was very interesting. He's very curious how I'm able to go a little bit to Lubavitch, a little bit to Chaim Berlin, a little bit to Arvidas, and a little bit here, a little bit there. And then he said to me, who do you identify with? Define yourself. So I said, the truth is, I don't identify with anything. It's not a good thing. Whatever you think, this, that, I can't say.
Whatever suits you.
I can't say this is my plan. A little here, a little there, a little of a. So he says, wow, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no such thing. No such thing. You can't exist like that. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be part of something, whether you like it or not. And he impressed upon me, like, that's really a very... And he says to me, I see it all over. He says, what you're telling me is everyone I see is the same thing like you. They dive in Friday night in this shul, and they dive in this shul, and they go to this, they go to that. A big mix. And who are you? whatever is convenient, whatever is convenient for the moment is who you are. It's true. He says it's a beautiful thing. It's interesting. It's has malus and chesonos, but it does not exist such a concept in Eretz Yisrael. What?
It's not true.
Okay, so all right, I believe you.
He just came back.
Okay. I.
The Truma Sadeshan was talking in the Times.
When was he talking?
When you went to Eretz Yisrael, you went to sit and learn.
Yeah.
To make a parnasa. And they were afraid there was a coil that got, let's say you got money from Romania.
So it's still your money.
Whenever an additional person came, it caused the whole community to have less money available.
Okay.
So they made it Zera that you cannot come to Eretz Yisrael unless you come with enough money to keep yourself.
You should not be a burden on the tzibor. And a chanami. Okay, like I said, today things have changed, and things are changing so quickly in Eretz Yisrael, so you can't generalize. You can't generalize.
But you have to belong to an Ada that's...
He's saying you don't. He's saying, Amea is saying you don't anymore. No.
That's talking about in the 17, 1800s, even though the Truma Sadeshan lived well before that, where the countries themselves had a Rav Meir Balanes, the different places.
Sure.
Ein Achinami, but that is a different concept than what he's talking about. And then you have to have a certain kind of, you have to belong either to the Haredim, and if you're the Haredim, you're either a Litvak or a Chosid. You cannot go and swing all the ways that you want. There is no such thing.
Okay?
You're not accepted
on the one.
In this conversation, I mentioned what really provoked this individual. I mentioned Rav Kook. I started talking about Rav Kook a little bit, and I started talking about Chabad. And his eyes were rolling. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, where I come from, those two, no one would even talk about them.
No, you don't even talk about
them. You don't even talk about them. And it's here you can freely talk, you can discuss the Rav Kook, and you talk about Lubavitch, and at the same time you can talk about Chaim Berlin and Tar Vadas, and you go into Young Israel.
He's like,
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I can't believe that you can just freely go from one to the next. Like, what? Like, where I come from, it doesn't exist. That's just...
What was he, this person that was there? Even now?
Yeah. This person changed. This person was originally heavy, heavy Haredi. Really, and then like he basically left them. He became a modern. He became like a...
Mizrahi?
Yeah, like that. Mizrahi, yeah, he became...
Even Mizrahi has changed. You have what they call now Haredalim.
He's ostracized by his family, this individual. He's like... He went off the derech.
There's a group now called... There's a group in Eretz Yisrael called Haredal.
Yeah.
Haredi Lo'umi.
It's a new group. You have to be part of that group.
You have to be part of a group.
Let's not make generalities. There are a lot of Amaratzim when it comes to Seichel.
Yeah.
People don't have sense, and they go into a group, and they really follow this group, and they have no idea.
But that's okay.
In America, we have a lot of communication. You don't see anybody today who doesn't have a smartphone. All the Haredim with the Shkai have smartphones. I don't have either, but in Eretz Yisrael, if you have a smartphone, you're...
Treif.
Abikaris.
All right, let's go further. Next halach halach beis shesias dam behema v'achilas isur al pi tziveroifim. Okay, medications of non kosher medications. Bishut nareif asma nishaloi des chol sheish v'sakon nisham olay v'roif yehudia chol sheish v'sakon. The doctor says sheyishte b'chol yom dam behema ba'oide cham miyad liachash nishkata v'yisra pei. The refuah for you is to drink blood, the dam hanefesh of a non kosher animal the moment after the shechita. This is a refuah. It's a proven refuah. This refuah has been proven. A scientific study has proven that this is the refuah beduka menusa v'shekavar nasan refuah zul lahar bnei adam shecholu b'machal azov v'nisrapu in nitcha isa achilas tam bnei in miras harofes. So what do you do when you have non-kosher medicine? Happens all the time. You have non-kosher medicine. Are you allowed? What should you do? B'shuvasa kosav shekeven sharofi yehudi shehu yehudi. Nay, since first of all, it's a Jewish doctor is testifying sharofu zul nisrapu. kama choylim b'machal zo v'kaim lon eid echa neman b'yisurin im kein av shloi noida aloi b'vada shirufu gubur. You know, we know with a certainty that it works. Mikol makam, if this is what is recommended, it's good enough. Mikol makam v'kaim lon eid echa neman b'yisurin Mikol makam ayde devar v'nichnas adam v'begeder sofik v'yesh lahatir b'kidin sofik nefashas lahakel ulam l'maisa kosav sheyesh sheh is chazek iser dam deraisa. Then he goes on, not so fast. Drinking blood is an iser deraisa. Getting better is only a suffix if it will work. I don't know who it is. I trust that if it's in the Masifta, I trust everything there is good. The Masifta is a challenge, but they're not going to go take things that are not reliable. Someone recently told me Rebbe Yashiv, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, he used to give shir to Balabatim. So he finished, this is shortly before he was Nifter, and he finished the Masechta, and he wanted to start a new Masechta, so he told, and he already began giving the shir, a few shirim in the new Masechta, and he told one of his Talmidim, go get me the Masifta. That's this thing which has, this is just one little teeny piece. This Masechta. You know, it's like the Gadol Hador saying, go give me an art scroll. It's not an art scroll. They came back and they told him they didn't print it yet in that Masechta. This is before they finished the whole Shas. So he said, what a shud, what a shame. Had I known, can you imagine this? Rebbe Yashiv, the Gadol Hador, the Masmid Hador, had I known, I would have picked the Masechta which has a Masifta. And the Masifta, he says, the Masifta, it's a Gadol Hador. He called the Masifta, this volume, this publication, the Gadol Hador. What's so? I have full confidence that the things that are so according over here in these little chapters, that they are reliable. On the other hand, you should know that years ago they had something about the Erif. They had something about, like a little shtickle over here, in the Pini Halacha about the Erev. Rabelski, if you know Rabelski, Tarvadas, he's one of the strongest critics.
Erev is
the strongest critic in America against any Erev. He protects Rav Moshe Feinstein. He's very strong. So they once showed him, they had a little shtickle over here in the Masifta, like one of these things about the Erev, which he was not happy with. He didn't like the way it was written. He was very, very upset. So he called them up, right away he called them up, the publisher. Who's the publisher? I forgot his name. The publisher of
Leifer.
So Leifer called him up and he apologized to him and he said, I'm sorry, you have to understand. No, it was written, we're going to correct it. We didn't mean anything. It was just the person who wrote it. It was an oversight. Okay, but they corrected in the next edition. Okay, let's go further. They corrected whatever they corrected it. Mishuv also kasaf shekeva. Let's go further. So he writes over here. So he writes over a very big chiddush. Mishuv also kasaf shekeva shayrofi yehudi meir shabufo nidin nisrape. Ulam lemaisa kasaf shayosh ischazek iser dam deraisa. It's a schazik nisa dam deraisa. Alpi shayrofi hayudi meir shabufo zubidik benusu bekom makom eid echad einu nemam becheskas makom becheskas deraisa. Ulechein tzach lishol meoid harayfi mumchem im yesh mamish befu zo. Okay, this is a very shocking thing, it says. It's only a suffix. Every refuah that you take is only a suffix if it really works. What works for one person does not necessarily work for someone else. So just because one doctor says that you should try it, I recommend it, if the medicine is an iser deraisa, we're not talking about, you know, today a lot of the medicines are not iser deraisa. Even if they take non-kosher foods, when they pulverize it and they extract chemicals, or they make out of it powder, so there are many, many heterim that it's not awesome. But let's say you're dealing with mamash eating tarfus. The doctor says, eat chazer. Like this example, lidan. So he says, just because the doctor recommends, and it's a Jewish doctor, it's vaday aser, the refuah that you will gain is a suffik, so it doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to take it for a refuah. You have to make a thorough investigation. You have to go ask a second opinion, a third opinion, a fourth opinion, to determine if this really is something which is a vaday refuah, and if there are no alternatives to your refuah. That's how he concludes. The ayin b'shut ezras yehuda shemishal b'davachol shu'nin nichbeh.
For
the whole, no different Shabbos. Shabbos, no difference. What? No difference Shabbos during the week. What's the difference? No difference.
If you're told to drink the blood of something, can you drink it? Can you put it in the arm?
Oh, so you want to do it intravenous? So yeah, that's better. It's not derech achila. That's an eight. That's a solution. It's only a iser to eat it derech achila, but derech other ways is mutter.
Swallowing something is that derech
achila. Pashas it is. Hanos gurayna. Yeah, the pashas is even swallowing, even if you don't chew it, just swallowing it.
Nice and calm to it.
So you make it bitter. There are all these techniques. Okay, it's not so simple. The ayin b'shulei rasi Yehuda shenishal b'davar chalushu nichpa. The nichpa is epilepsy. Shegoy mesich lefi tumo yamal shegama v'chayyuchelim b'machle nichpa. So there was a guy talking lefi tumo, just talking, not realizing what he was saying, that any halakhic implications of his words. Ditzivuhu goy acher lechol beitzas oif tamei hanikra. Badshan, whatever this is, and the solution he says is to eat this egg. There's an egg. It's an egg from a certain type of bird, and it has certain properties which will bring the refuah for this disease. V'achal v'nishrape, and he ate it v'nishrape. Imutu gam liyishol, and the father ate it v'nishrape. So the question is the Jew allowed to do this? Imutu gam liyishol lechol ze al svach hamirasa v'heishiv shayos v'yevsha sheruva harif hanal choyu b'derech hateva yeshmokum lahakel mishum v'kaim lo and sudden lochus lahakel. So therefore, he also he's makel the Ezra Yehud. Whoever this is says that you can do it, you can do a suffix, even though the Isser is Vadai, it's definitely not kosher, you do an Isser Deraisa, and the Refuah is only a suffix, it's good enough that you can be Makel. Ulam, Pikbuk Beze Al Pi Masha Kosaf Harah, Shkol Choyla Shemachilim Eosa Isser, Tzorich Shetia Refuah Yidua, Oy Al Pi Mumche, Vekan. Ein echad mishnei tenoyim. We do not have a mumche. He's just being mesiach lefituma what his father did. Maybe his father had some type of baba mice. So what he did, it worked. And who says that this is a refu? Who says that this is a really works? Well, halacha lemaisa kosher shiachal pachas pachas mikashir. So you have to do the solution. Less than shir bichtei achilas pras. Shav shekayim one chati shiras minatayu yeshamer shavis zeh ein chati shiras minatayu mirabanan kevin shein elisa asay v'siim matzasi b'sefer ikwe had. Chatzis shir is also in the Torah.
So what's that say?
El Isra say. I don't know. What?
Gam is not a say. It's a
lama. This is this. Chatzis shir. I don't know. I don't know the answer. The siyam matzasi b'seif ikre hadivrei. I know what that is. Had tes. I don't know what that is. B'shem teshuv l'chachmei sefarad. It's not a mystical thing. It's a real teva. The Pharisee Yosef, Masha Kostam, the bottom line over here is that's the main Yisoy. You have over here different types of refuahs that are not kosher, they're not absolutely guaranteed to work, and it's being recommended by one person who's not necessarily the biggest world expert on this issue. So it's a Vada Yisr versus a Sufik solution. So what is the halacha? So he says, the Chiluk Ideya, some say yes, some say not. Obviously, if you have a better solution, if you can, it would be better. Okay, we'll stop over here and take a short break.